BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States has told Iran it's time to consider extending Monday's deadline for a deal on Tehran's nuclear program. Officials say the Secretary of State, John Kerry, made the proposal to Iran's foreign minister during negotiations in Vienna. Earlier, starkly different signals emerged from the talks, as our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen reports.
Rumours about success and failure are spinning around the hotel where the talks are happening. These talks are the culmination of a lot of work since a temporary agreement in Geneva a year ago. Then, Israel was threatening to attack Iran's nuclear facilities. That deal stopped what appeared to be an inexorable slide to war. Time is limited, though. Hardliners in Tehran and Washington, D.C. will try to sabotage any agreement. Both see no reason to dilute their mutual suspicion.
The family of the Iranian-British woman Gulshah Ghavami, who was jailed for trying to watch a men's volleyball match in Tehran, says that she's been released on bail. Ms. Ghavami was arrested in June during a protest outside a stadium where the national volleyball team was about to play Italy. Her brother, Iman, told the BBC he spoke to his sister after she left prison.
She sounded happy. She was relieved that she was released from the jail. She was saying that the conditions were absolutely horrific, but she was happy that she was released. She is suffering from intestinal problems, so she'll have to have a full medical checkup tomorrow morning and if she's really suffering from any serious health conditions.
The Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that security forces have pursued Al-Shabaab militants to a camp inside Somalia following their attack on a bus in which 28 civilians died. Mr. Ruto said dozens of militants have been killed.
Following the Mandera bus attack, our security forces initiated emergency action. They subsequently managed to identify, follow, and strike the perpetrators of this senseless murder. Two successful operations in the hideouts of the perpetrators of the Mandera executions were swiftly carried out across the border. Our retaliatory action left in its trail more than 100 fatalities.
Al-Shabaab later issued a statement denying there had been any military response from Kenya. An Israeli policeman has been charged with manslaughter over the death of a Palestinian teenager during a demonstration. The officer is accused of deliberately switching his rubber bullets for a live round. The 17-year-old victim died after being shot in the chest. The indictment said the policeman deliberately aimed at the boy's torso. Television footage suggests that neither he nor another teenager who was killed posed an immediate threat. World News from the BBC. Police in the U.S. city of Cleveland have shot and killed a 12-year-old boy in a playground who had been waving around what turned out to be a fake gun. David Willis reports.
Police say the boy had the fake gun, which resembled a semi-automatic pistol, in his waistband. Officers were called to a local park after receiving a call that he was pointing it at people and scaring them. When the boy failed to obey an order to raise his hands, one of the officers fired two shots. There was no physical confrontation, and the boy made no verbal threat to the officers. The boy was hit in the stomach and taken to hospital in a serious condition. He died there later. It's been reported that an orange safety indicator, which indicates that the toy was a fake, had been removed from the barrel.
The polls have closed after Tunisia's first presidential election since the 2011 revolution that triggered the Arab Spring across the region. The voting was peaceful. Here's Alan Johnston.
Before their revolution, Tunisians could only have dreamt of a day such as this, a chance to vote in a free and fair election for their president. Early indications suggest that a veteran politician, Beji Caid Essebsi, is very likely to emerge with most votes. He campaigned on a promise to bring the sort of economic and political stability that many Tunisians would like to see. But he may be forced into a second-round runoff, possibly by the current interim president and human rights campaigner, Moncef Marzouki.
There's been a volcanic eruption on an island in the Cape Verde chain off the coast of West Africa. There are few details so far, but the Prime Minister, José María Neves, said 1,000 residents who live closest to the volcano's crater on the island of Fogo have been ordered to leave their homes. Some 37,000 people live on the sides of the volcano, which last erupted in 1995. BBC News.